The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Can you name the Fab Four plus four, those eight candidates who debate? I guess you'd call it a debate last night, kind of a showcase-y.
Well, it was technically
sort of
a debate, but a debate, you know, implies that there's
argument.
Argument, yeah. And not just, you know,
a little snipey,
insults,
yeah. But name them. Name them for
well,
the big prize.
Which
Paul Perry
where?
Kane Bachman. Paul Perry Kane
oh,
Bachman.
Oh, that's your four. Yep, Fab Four.
That's Fab Four.
And then
plus four.
Huntsman and Herman Cain.
Romney,
right?
Huntsman, Santorum, and Gingrich.
Okay.
Say it fast. Paul Perry, Kane, Bachman, Romney, Huntsman, Santorum, and Gingrich. Joining us now, Ron and Todd. Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, John. It was a pleasure.
And Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, of course, with us from the nation's capital. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So I guess the headline, Ron, is Perry, of course, his first debate and also his first real media stage since becoming a front runner. It was expected that everyone would go after him. There was certainly plenty of signs of that. Did Governor Perry show his weaknesses or strengths last night, do you think, in the debate?
I thought he showed more weakness than strength last night. There was such a big expectation for him to come out and perform very well. So many of the headlines have said for the last couple of weeks that Perry has surged ahead of Romney in national polls, and, you know, Perry could be the one to beat. You know, New Hampshire could be the knockout punch. But when I watched it last night, he seemed a little bit uncertain in some of his answers, particularly dealing with his record in Texas. And Governor Romney really beat up on Perry, I thought, in his answers as far as Social Security reform. So, while I think that there were a few flashes, particularly when Governor Perry was talking about his execution record of inmates in Texas, where he looked very strong and sure of himself, other than that, he just did okay, in my view.
That's Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, also with us, our own Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. You know, Todd, it seemed to me that Romney and Huntsman were different from the others in that they seemed to be already campaigning for a general election instead of for just a Republican primary.
Interesting. I would say that's definitely true about John Huntsman, and he has shown signs long ago of sort of abandoning the strategy that's traditional in the Republican primary, and especially this time around of going hard right and getting the base. John Huntsman has repeated his positions last night, you know, defending his statements that there are too many people in the Republican Party who he called cranks and anti-science on issues like climate change and evolution. Mitt Romney, you know,
Todd, can we hold on Huntsman there for a second? Because I'm really glad you focused on that. It seems to me that Huntsman, whatever his political chances are, very well articulated the problem for the GOP. And when did they shed all this kind of ideology? Listen to Huntsman last night and then get a comment.
I'd love to get everybody to sign a pledge to take no pledges. I have a pledge to my wife, and I pledge allegiance to my country. But beyond that, no pledges. I think it diminishes the political discussion. I think it jeopardizes your ability to lead once you get there.
Ron Christie, maybe Huntsman shouldn't be a candidate. He should be a political strategist.
It's interesting, John. I'm spending the semester this fall up at Harvard University's Institute of Politics, and we had a forum last night talking about polarization in the American political system. And one of the things we talked about last night is just this. Is there room in the Republican Party for a moderate? I might not necessarily agree with Governor Huntsman and his positions, but I thought he was very well spoken last night. I thought he staked out independent ground, talking about global climate change, talking about his record in Utah, and I thought that there might be some voters out there who say, hey, wait a second, there is an alternative voice, there is an alternative candidate for us, and he performed and looked like a statesman last night.
So, Todd, what do you think about this sort of strategy of Huntsman's to start already campaigning for the general election instead of gathering the base?
Oh, I think it's will probably not work. I'm not sure that the base is interested in what John Huntsman has to say about being moderate, and the polls prove it. John Huntsman was lucky to be in that debate last night because his poll numbers are so low. You have to be 4% nationally, and I think he barely squeaked in there. You know, Mitt Romney got an opportunity to moderate himself for the national stage a little bit as well because Rick Perry's views, his own writing on Social Security, where he's called it a Ponzi scheme, he repeated last night. He repeated the flirt flourish that Social Security is a monstrous lie for young people, that it will never be around for people who are in their 20s and 30s today. He was given a chance to, you know, back off the sort of incendiary statement about one of the most important parts of our politics, Social Security. He refused to do it. And it was Mitt Romney who responded to say, I'm the guy who will always defend Social Security, who will never let it go away. You can't scare seniors. All of a sudden, Mitt Romney is Mr. Moderate in the room. Sure, he's plenty conservative. He's trying to win in New Hampshire, not Iowa, by the way, where Rick Perry wants to do really well. And all of a sudden, Romney is a moderate for the national stage.
I thought Social Romney Security looked really strong on that issue. Todd, anybody remember this candidate?
Obamacare is killing jobs. We know that from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, but I know it firsthand from speaking to people.
Did Michelle Bachmann hold on to her profile, Todd Zwillick?
No, she didn't, because of Rick Perry. When Rick Perry bust into this race, you know, a couple of weeks ago, John, bust through the wall and became a candidate, it seems to have diminished Michelle Bachmann. And one of the questions last night was whether she would be able to rise, sort of step out of his shadow and sort of maintain her high profile. Didn't look like it last night. I'm certainly in no position to say she can't regain it, but she looked like a second-tier candidate last night.
So let's get into that. It's the Fab 4 plus 4. Let's do a top-tier bottom tier from both of you. If the eight are Paul, Perry, Kane, Bachmann, Romney, Huntsman, Santorum, and Gingrich, who's the top four and who's the bottom of the Fab Four? Ron Christie?
I would start off with Governor Romney, followed by Governor Perry, Senator Rick Santorum, and then Michelle Bachmann.
All right. Todd, what would you do?
I stumped you yesterday, Todd.
I'm going to stump you today.
And you're not going to today. I'm going with Romney and Perry in the top. Michelle Bachmann as well, but not Rick Santorum for me. It's Herman Cain. Not necessarily do I think that Herman Cain can win the nomination, but Herman Cain was incredibly clear, very cogent and articulate last night. He has a plan that's catchy. He calls it 999, his tax plan. He jumped all over other candidates last night, and Herman Cain was really
all
good.
Right. Both Celeste and I talk about this a lot. Why do you media political pundit guys never mention Ron Paul? Ron, Kristen?
Yeah.
He's not electable. I mean, I think Governor Paul, for me and a lot of Republican conservatives, he says that the United States is partially to blame for 9/11, and that's curtains for most serious people in this country. The terrorist attacked us, not the other way around.
Todd Zwillick?
Ron Paul can poll sometimes 12, sometimes 15% of the GOP, and it never goes higher than that. He can be congressman for life. President, I don't think so.
All right, Todd Zwillick and Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Fab 4 plus 4.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.